702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, happy Friday. We'll start off in India. These flood deaths, the numbers are rising, and this rain has been unbelievable, hasn't it?
Oh, some of the numbers are extraordinary. Yeah, absolutely. Morning. An unhappy Friday still, particularly in two Indian states, Uttarakhand and Kerala, and indeed neighboring Nepal as well, at least parts of Nepal. We're talking about, of course, a deluge, flash floods, homes submerged, also landslides, which means that also villages have been hit by and crushed by rocks. And the death count has now risen above 180. But frankly, dozens of people are still missing. And amongst the 180, awful story of a family of five in Uttarakhand, again, found dead, their bodies washed up effectively. Schools closed, religious and tourist activities suspended again across these two Indian states and parts of Nepal. The Ganges has burst its banks. And here's one stat that'll give you an idea of what they've had to put up with. In Uttarakhand, the normal rainfall for the whole of October is 30 millimetres, which is considerable. In just one day, they had 328 millimetres of rain, which is enormous. And how, I mean, you don't cope with that. That's the point, and that's what we've got.
Gosh, that is absolutely unbelievable. That's extraordinary. All right, Adam, Northern Ireland's 100 years marked by a controversial cathedral service.
Yes, a nice idea to have a church service for something that has caused so much angst over the 100 years. The partition of Ireland, the creation of Northern Ireland, the division, the anxiety, the violence that has ensued from that. Well, the Protestant and Catholic church leaders of Northern Ireland thought, well, you know, let's mark the event in a positive way. A cross-community coming together at St. Patrick's Church in Armagh. Boris Johnson was there, a load of senior politicians, but the number of people who weren't there is not good. The Irish president declined because he felt it wasn't politically neutral. Sinn Féin, the other half of things in Northern Ireland, they decided not to attend. There were reduced numbers anyway because of COVID restrictions. Mask wearing for those who turned up, which in Northern Ireland always has a certain sinister kind of element to it. I mean, once upon a time, bunch of people in masks at a church, oh boy. And the Queen didn't go for medical reasons, we were told. And in fact, I'm afraid Buckingham Palace has been caught giving us a lie because they told us the Queen couldn't go to Northern Ireland because she was resting in Buckingham Palace. Now we know she was actually spending the night in hospital for preliminary medical checks. Understandable, maybe sometimes, that you don't necessarily want to divulge everything. But you know what? Tell us. She's the head of state. She's an international figure. If the Queen needs checks, and as they put it, preliminary checks, which suggests more to come, then perhaps we ought to know that.
And Adam, who got there first? Was it Columbus or even Ragnar Lothbrok?
He could have been him or his mates. It's quite extraordinary that it's always been suspected, of course, that people had pitched up in North America before Columbus. Columbus, he didn't actually find North America, and only technically, because he went to Cuba and the Dominican Republic and hung around those areas in four different trips, starting in 1492. It turns out almost 500 years earlier, there is evidence not just that the Vikings went to North America, but that they settled there. And they've looked at cut down trees. I mean, 1,000 years later, they're looking at rings in trees and tiny little signs of things. But there was a Viking settlement in Newfoundland in Canada in 1021. So, okay, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. But in 1021, the Vikings ended up in Newfoundland. Not quite as catchy, maybe. But I don't know, exactly, more or less, 1,000 years later, I think reason to celebrate, subject to the approval of the actual Native Americans, don't you
think?
Yes,
indeed. They might have a say as far as the arrival of the Europeans in the New World. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.